This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I did a Zoom presentation recently about the plants and animals found around our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, and then, of course, beyond our little place. I show pictures, you know, it's a slideshow. I show pictures and I talk about those pictures. I'll show a photo or two or three of an agave and I'll jabber about agaves. Or I'll show a picture or two or three of a western box turtle and I'll jabber about box turtles. I got to tell you that many years ago, I just quit talking about the best plants for highway medians or water requirements for your personal xeriscape or the best accent plant by the pool. I think those could be important topics, I suppose, but not my interest. So why talk about things that don't interest me? And there are far more qualified people to speak to those topics. But now listen, if you want me to speak at your conference, understand that I will talk about agaves and nectar-feeding bats and yuccas and yucca moths and hognose snakes and jaguars and millipedes. And I mean, I'm just sort of all over the place. But listen, at the end of this Zoom I started to tell you about, I was fielding questions. And one of the questions was, what zone was I in? It took me a few seconds to think. What zone was I in? I mean, had I come across as stoned or weird? Oh, plant hardiness zone, the USDA plant hardiness zones, the geographical zones based on average annual minimum winter temperatures. Well, I hadn't thought about those in many years. I think more like life zones or semi-desert grassland, riparian corridor, Chihuahuan desert scrub, or I live close to the Madrean evergreen woodland. What zone am I in? Well, I tried to answer the question, and I guessed zone 9. But later, research proved that I live in zone 8B. And I think it was just a pinch of 8A. Well, regardless of my zone, you know, it's very cool that many of the native plants that you and I love here in the borderlands can be grown in our personal zones. What a great pickup line. Maybe at a bar in the borderlands called The Biome. Let's have a beer at The Biome. You can say to the person next to you, what's your life zone? Anyway, listen. There are lots of cool plants that cross zones. Yeah, here's an example of a wonderful zone crosser, the Dazzler and Wheelerai, the Sotol, Desert Spoon. I'm thinking zones 8, 9, 10, Chilopsis linearis, Desert Willow. Zones 8, 9, 10, Prosopis velutina, our velvet mesquite, 8, 9, 10, right? Oh, how about this oak? This oak is very cool. Quercus turbinella, scrub oak. I'm going with 7, 8, 9, 10. Am I in a zone? I'm in a zone. I'm picking local natives that I love, and I'm thinking that perhaps you have a few favorite zone crossers. We could make a list. Yeah, well, I know what we'll do. We'll meet for libations at the Borderlands Biome Bar. And make a list. And we'll drink so many things. We'll shout at the top of our lungs, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.